I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. This fall, more students enrolled at private colleges in the Quad Cities. That reverses a trend of steady or decreasing enrollment over the last several years. Here are the numbers from Augustana College and St. Ambrose University. About 800 new students arrived at Augustana College in August, bringing total enrollment at the Rock Island campus to more than 2,600. Karen Dahlstrom, Executive Director of Admissions, says that's a 4% increase compared to last year. Like many private colleges, Augustana has stepped up recruiting.
For about the last 5 years, our total enrollment has been right about 2,500. This year, we did have a large incoming class, actually our second largest incoming class ever. And so our total enrollment is just over 2,600 this fall. One thing I think that's important to note is that our enrollment is remaining strong at a time when enrollment in colleges and universities nationwide is actually dropping. National Clearinghouse data shows over the last 5 years national trends where colleges and universities have dropped.
Dahlstrom says population changes are one reason for the decline in enrollment across the country.
There are fewer high school graduates, particularly in the Midwest and in the Northeast. It's beginning to bounce back a little bit in terms of the number of students who are graduating high school, but it was a pretty significant decline over about the last 10 years.
Augustana has also been actively recruiting international students. Dahlstrom says new sports and the school's 12-to-1 faculty-to-student ratio help attract students, too.
We've added an Office of Multicultural Student Life, an Office of International Student Life, enhanced our English language learning services provided to students, our tutoring center, and really a lot of that student academic support.
In 2020, Augustana will switch from trimesters to semesters. That should improve retention and make it easier to transfer.
We've added engineering physics. We've added graphic design. The data analytics is a new program.
James Loft, St. Ambrose University's Vice President for Enrollment Management, says not as many students enrolled over the last several years, but that's changing.
I'm pleased to tell you this fall we've had an extraordinary bounce back. So have seen our goals surpassed by 14% at the undergraduate level and right where we need to be at the graduate level.
Total enrollment at St. Ambrose is around 3,100. That includes nearly 2,400 undergrads and 750 graduate students. Loftus says he can't blame the recession for the previous year's enrollment declines.
Ironically, at least in our industry and education, a good economy means fewer students because there are more jobs. And sometimes people want to earn the monies to go to school and therefore delay their enrollment until they have the actual money rather than borrow. I do think that there is some real challenges from the marketplace about, in our case, the value of a private education. I think we have been able to demonstrate that Ambrose is indeed an extraordinary value, not only with the programs we offer, with some additional extracurricular, co-curricular opportunities. We've added some new sports teams, but we've also enhanced our facilities.
The faculty-to-student ratio at St. Ambrose is 15-to-1, and Loftus says the university adds academic programs as needed. The most recent is a Master's of Public Health Administration.
We've added some strong online programs that will be unveiled for both spring of 18 and fall of 18, so the upcoming two semesters, and believe that that will enable us to target the adults in the Quad Cities in ways that we've done historically, but also concentrate those initiatives in the online arena.
By the way, this fall, enrollment at a public university, Western Illinois University Quad Cities, decreased nearly 7% compared to 1 year ago. Over the last 7 years, WIU says undergrad and graduate student on-campus enrollment has been steadily declining, while off-campus and extension undergrad and graduate enrollment has increased. Western's faculty-to-student ratio is 14-to-1. In addition, the university eliminated 11 jobs over the past year. I'm Michelle O'Neill.